You're listening to SBS News.
There are universal values that should define football. Values such as respect, dignity, trust, and courage.
In a three-minute video message, members of the Australian men's football side, the Socceroos, have taken a team stance. They've called on FIFA World Cup host Qatar to do better when it comes to workers' rights.
We have learned the decision to host the World Cup in Qatar has resulted in the suffering and in the harm of countless of our fellow workers.
These migrant workers who have suffered are not just numbers. Like the migrants that have shaped our country and our football, they possess the same courage and determination to build a better life.
Rights groups have credited Qatar with improving its labour laws, such as taking apart the kafala system that had prevented workers from changing jobs or leaving the country without the consent of their employers. In their statement, the players note the government in Qatar has implemented reforms.
We have learned that progress has been made both on paper and in practice. The kafala system has largely been dismantled, working conditions have improved, and a minimum wage has been established.
Whilst the reforms established in Qatar are an important and welcome step, their implementation remains inconsistent and requires improvement.
The players have also expressed concern for LGBTIQ plus rights in Qatar. Adults convicted of consensual gay or lesbian sex in the country are subject to jail terms of between 1 and 3 years. While acknowledging they don't have all the answers, the Socceroos are firm on the reforms they're seeking.
This must include establishing a migrant resource centre, effective remedy for those who have been denied their rights, and the decriminalisation of all same-sex relationships. These are the basic rights that should be afforded to all and will ensure continued progress in Qatar.
This is how we can ensure a legacy that goes well beyond the final whistle of the 2022 FIFA World Cup.
The statement comes after players consulted various bodies, including Australia's Players Union, Professional Footballers Australia, the Global Players Union, FIFA Pro, the sports governing body FIFA, Amnesty International, and the International Labour Organisation. The message is backed by a statement from Football Australia.
We are proud to be the most multicultural, diverse and inclusive sport in Australia. Our representation at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 gives us the opportunity to raise awareness of some important matters and help affect change globally and domestically.
The chairman of Professional Footballers Australia, Francis Awatifi, says the action has been player-led.
I think it's very significant because I think that it puts on the radar the responsibility for major sporting events and sports to actually respect human rights.
Amnesty International Australia has welcomed the call for concrete change. A campaigner with the organisation, Nikita White, says with Qatar in the spotlight, there's a massive opportunity for real reform.
The important thing over the next few months is that more players like the Socceroos stand up for migrant workers, that football associations do as well, and that once the World Cup ends, we keep looking to Qatar and seeing how they're implementing reforms, making sure they're not turning their back on reforms.
Earlier this week, Qatar's ruling emir lashed out at criticism of his country over its hosting of the World Cup, describing it as an unprecedented campaign targeting the first Arab nation to hold the tournament. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.